Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to our show, Mind Over Actuality. This show is designed to inspire you, to motivate you, and to help you move from thoughts to actually taking action. Our weekly special guests will teach you. They will tell you how they did it. And just like my guests, I'm living my dream. I took an idea and turned it into a product. I love beauty, I love fashion, and now I'm living my dream. I'm doing what I love to do and what I want to do, and so can you. So sit back, relax, call your friends, share the link, listen in, stay tuned, let's start it. Hello, 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 everyone. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to Mind Over Actuality. I am going to be upfront. I'm going to be honest tonight. We didn't have our show last week. We had an emergency that came up. We had a death in the family, so we didn't have our show last week. And this week, our guest was supposed to be on our show tonight, and we still did not get all the information that we needed to conduct the interview. And we have a policy here. We have to know about our guests. We have to know what we're talking about. We have to know what we're bringing to you. So we're not going to have our guest on tonight, but I will leave the line open for a little bit. I'll talk a little bit about what Mind Over Actuality is, and you can call in, you can ask questions, you can ask me anything that you pertaining to business and, you know, how I get started and my motive, what motivated me, and, you know, whatever questions that you want to ask me. I will not go an hour. I will do probably about maybe 20 minutes to half an hour into the show here while we conduct some commercials and other items that's needed to be cleaned up. Okay, so thank you guys for tuning in, my faithful guests that are listening. No matter what it is, you're always there. Thank you so much. But Mind Over Actuality is basically telling people like yourself, if you're not if you have an idea, if you're passionate about something, if there's something that you want to do, you wanted to do, but you just couldn't, you just can't do it. You're stuck. And it's interesting that I was reading this this article earlier by Adia Hassan. She is the founder of the Nubian Skin, which is a woman garments. And one of the things that she quoted here is saying, when you are so excited about something, but no one seems to be responding, that is really hard. And when I read that, it reminded me of when I started my business. You know, I talked time and time again about how I started. And for those of you who are listening and don't know, my name is June Smith, and I'm the founder of Tash Cosmetics. I am also the creator of the Incredible Corn Concealer, which is a product used to conceal discoloration on your feet, on your toes, that's caused by corn. And when I, 8 years ago, this is my ninth year that I started my business, but 6 years ago, my complete line of makeup, you know, I went straight into my complete line of makeup, so about 3 years after I developed the corn concealer. But what I wanted to share with you tonight is, you cannot give up. You just cannot give up. If there's something that you're passionate about, if there's something that you want to do, is something that you have a desire to do, do it. Do it. The only failure is when you don't do it. And when I started my business 8 years ago, I had three young boys, and they were all in, you know, primary school, and you know, it was tough, you know, very tough. And a lot of single mothers will know that, you know, raising children by yourself, especially three kids by yourself, it's not easy. But I had a dream, and I had a passion. I've always loved beauty. I love to see women dress properly. I love to see women not just with makeup, but properly put themselves together, no matter what it is, no matter what is it that you're going through, no matter what your situation, your circumstances, I believe that you can still pull yourself together and get out there. And in the beauty world, we say, you know, if you feel down, jump up, get put on your stilettos, slap some lipstick on, and move it. Will it get rid of your problem? No, but it gives you, there's something about yourself that that does for you. And I know for me it does. And a lot of other women that I've had conversation with, you pull yourself together and you just not fall into the situation. Because if you're gonna sit down because something is not going right for you at that time in your life, and if you're gonna sit down, sit in a dark room, shut the door, turn the television off, don't answer the phone, you're gonna fall into a deep, deep, deep depression, and you it's gonna be hard for you to recover. So I'm always about women putting themselves together, no matter what it was. So no matter what it was, no matter what my situation was, no matter what I was going through at the time, raising my kids as a single mother, I had the desire to push forward. And so, I always remember this was my driving force. This was a push me to the edge when someone told me just these little words that you have no say when someone does something for you. That mean when because someone is doing something for you, you have no voice. And I wouldn't allow someone to quiet the voice in me because that person did not hold the key to my life. That person did not hold the key to my success. And so not because you do something for someone, it means that that person is quiet. And so that really stood out in my mind. That really pushed me to say, you know what? I need to get out. I need to find my voice, not the voice of this person saying this to me, but I need to find my voice. And so, God is good because I was just lying in bed. I'm thinking about, things that I can do, what I can do, and about it was about 2 o'clock that morning that I had an idea of this product, and this all started because, on my way to an interview, I wore a shoe that was not comfortable, and that shoe caused me to develop corn on my toes. A blister, and black woman, what happened is that we have keloid. We do have keloid skin, and so when things like these happen to us, it gets a little harder, especially on the feet, and because we're constantly wearing our shoe. And for someone like me that live in a country that the climate, it's winter, you have to wear boots and stuff. It interrupts, it interferes with the callus on your toes, and so it becomes hard. And so, because of that, I did not like to expose my toes. And so, because of that, because of that, I simply just didn't wear open-toe shoes. So, what I did that night when all that came to me, I got an idea about the corn concealer, which was a product that's used to conceal the discoloration. And just like the quote that I just gave you from this young lady who said, it's when you're excited about something but no one seems to be responding. I knew exactly what she was talking about because you're so excited. I was so excited that I finally created a product that would be the answer for women of color that were facing the same self-confidence, like myself, conscious about the callus on my toes, conscious about exposing my toes, about wearing open-toe shoes. I was very conscious about that. So I knew that this product could change the lives of many other black women, just like it did for me. And so when I decided to create this product, I didn't have any money. I didn't have a good credit. I'm a single mother with three kids. I wasn't making a lot of money. And so, I had to be I have to sit down and ask myself, which bill do I pay? Which one is more important? Which one do I pay a little of? Which one do I do this with? And so it was really hard because I was placed in a situation where decisions had to be made, right? And so it was really, really, it was hard for me, but I still knew that I wanted to have my own voice and that I wanted to create this product. And thank God, my oldest son, Andre, has been by my side for the past 9 years. He has never left. And he, unfortunately, but again, it's all a part of what God can do for your life. Sometimes some things happen and we think, it's really, really bad. It's sad. We're not going to get out. But God knows why things happen. God does things to us in ways that we can't imagine, but he does it for us in order to make us better. And so my son had an accident, and from that accident, the money that he got back from the insurance, he gave it to me to invest in that business so that I could pay for the testing. You know, I found this company. Again, it was all about God. And they, you know, they charged me to do the testing for the product because of what I wanted. It was never done before. And so that money, I used that to pay for all of those, along with other monies that I had. I went in, I took out all the money that I had, all the savings that I had, because I believe in what I was doing, and I invested it in my business. Now, where the challenge come in? The challenge come in when you don't have good credit, you can't go to the bank, you tell your family, you tell your friends, but nobody is going to say, okay, I'm going to help you. Nobody is going to say, wow, at least there's this. And this is where I think the Black community has a problem. Everybody has been trying to make it, get up every day, go to work. And there's this one person with an amazing idea that can drive the entire family to the top, that can take your family from ground all the way to the top. And if everybody would come together and see what that person has, that the dream, what that person has, what God blessed them with, and help, we would be so much further ahead. But nobody wants to do it, and it's a cry that I see in every single business owner. On my Facebook page, I'm only associated with entrepreneurs. That's all I have on there. I have no friends on my Facebook page. And every single day I can tell you that people cry is there's no help from their family. There's nobody will step in. Nobody will help them. And there's another flip to it, too. When I created the corn concealer, I remember I had an event at my house. And I invited everyone, and I told everybody what my product was about. I introduced it to them. I told them what it was, and everybody was excited. And when I had the launch of my product again, 6 years later, 3 years later, which is now 6 years, and, you know, nobody wanted to buy the ticket. I've had people tell me, why are you charging people for the tickets? Why are you having an event for $60? I mean, this is a nice hotel, buffet dinner, not even $60 did they want to contribute to your growth, even to say you were charging the $60 to see if you could even help yourself. You know, it wasn't that, but I'm just saying, you know, you're having an event so that you can make money. You know, instead of running to the bank and to do all those things, let me have an event then that I can get some money and to help with what I'm doing and to grow my business. They didn't even want to contribute to that. They didn't even want to contribute to it. So I can say to you that you have a dream and a passion and a desire. I'm going to tell you, the only way to push ahead is to pray. And every direction that God gives you, it might seem hard to you, but when you pray and pray with a purpose and pray passionately and reason with God, the direction that he gives you is always 100 and I would say 1,000,000% of what the steps that he needed to take in order to get to where you want to go. And so don't sit down and depend on your family. Don't depend on your friends to help you. They are not going to help you. They will not help you. But this is how God is also. When you make it, because when you make it, you will have those same people that didn't want to pay the $60, that didn't want to support you. They will be the first one to come and ask you for something. But the God that we serve tells us that we should also help them. You understand what I'm saying? You have to help them. So don't get discouraged when there is something you have inside of you that need to give birth. I know a lot of people, I've met a lot of women, a lot of men that have a desire. They have a passion. They want to do something. They have this baby that they want to give birth to. You know when you have, I'm talking to women now, this is the woman part I'm talking, you have that baby in you and it's growing and you're getting excited and you're getting excited and you want to, You can't wait for the day to give birth so that you can first see what the baby looked like, to see the sex of your baby, I mean, nowadays people are doing all these tests to find out what it is, but you still want to see what the baby looks like. You want to see if all the 10 toes are there, all the, you know, everything that's there. But just imagine having that dream that you want to do something, that you want to have, you want to become an author. You have this product that you know can solve problem in the world, but you can't give birth to it. You can't push it out because you don't know how. You don't know how to do it. Let me tell you something. You can do it. You can do it. Ask. Surround yourself with people. Surround yourself with good people. Surround yourself with people who have your interests and not your family and friends. That's another thing. And this is what I will also share with you. When I started out, I didn't have the backing that I needed. I didn't know where to go. I got burnt by advertising. I would see, you know, someone say to me, "Why don't you advertise in your local paper? Why don't you advertise here?" And guess what? I sought those people out. I went to this one magazine company, and we sat down and we talked, and I straight up, I said, "Listen, I have three kids. I'm a single mother. I have bills to pay. I don't make a lot of money." And you know, he told me, "You know, we can work it out. You can pay, you know, monthly. You can pay X amount of money monthly. And you know, and if you do four ads with us, if you do four ads with us, I can give you a write-up. I can do a bio about you in a feature you in our magazine." And I figured, wow, this is good. You know, if I get someone to do a feature about me, it will, you know, it will be good for me. And I paid my money. I was paying three times, four times, five times, and I paid a lot of money, and it still didn't see any feature in the magazine. And when I did approach him and ask him, "You know, how come, you know, you didn't do the feature?" He says, "Oh, you haven't paid up all your money." And I'm talking, I paid probably about $8,000 to $9,000 in advertising. And this is why I won't advertise in anyone's magazine. You know, I hear people ask me, you know, request all the time, "You know, why don't you advertise with us?" First of all, I want to make sure that I'm going to get something from that magazine is it the magazine for me? Is it a travel magazine? Is it, you know, so I want to make sure that these, and so far there's nothing that I can see that's going to be of benefit from it because I've been burnt before, you know. And not only that, I had, when I told him, "You know what, I'm not going to pay you any more money because you didn't do what you're supposed to do," he sent the collection agency after me, and that scared me a bit, you know. So it's a lot of things that you go through, and you have to learn. You're going to learn through it. But where I got my help, I'll tell you where everything started. I'm going to go to commercial. I'm going to play a little bit of Deborah Jai. She will be on our show at some point in the next couple of weeks, and I can't wait to have her on because she's a musician, she's an artist, and I know she has a lot coming out, and she will share that when she comes on. So let me just take a 5 minute break, a couple of minutes, not 5 minutes, well, that's a lot. Let me just take a break, and I'll come right back.
Talk to you for a minute. I got something that I need to say. Want you to listen. Everything begins just from the classroom to the airway. It's about time that we take a stand. Don't need to spectate. And I won't let it get to me. The labels that they place on me. I'm fighting for my family. Fighting for my sanity. I can hear the loud bell ring. Gonna give my everything. All I had to take the win. Fighting to the very end.
We're fighting to survive. Fight to stay alive. We fight until we die. We strive. We fight until we die. We're fighting to survive. Fight to stay alive. We fight until we die. We strive, we fight until we die.
Now picture your life the way that it was meant to be. You don't have to force it. Life comes at you naturally. Anything you dream of, I promise you that it could be. If you just take the minutes, hours of hard work, I guarantee you will be successful.
how to take the win. Fight until the very end. We won't let you take us alive. We won't let you take us alive. Keep fighting, keep fighting.
We won't let you take us alive. We won't let you take us alive. Keep fighting, keep fighting.
Hello and welcome back. We fighting, we fighting. It's a fight. Everything that we do is a fight. Fight. It feels like a fight. I was just saying to one of my friends here, you know, if we're doing it and we're not feeling it, if it's not burning us, if it's not hurting us, if it's not causing us to think, if it's not causing us to push harder, then we're not doing enough. We're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, because growth doesn't end. There's no limit. There's no stop when you're an entrepreneur and you're doing what you're supposed to do. There's no ending. So, you know, you always have to be thinking. You always have to be thinking about the next step. So let me share with you so many things that that had happened to me since I started and that you can take away from it. So if there's something that you want to do, if you're an author, if you're a speaker, if you have a product, if you have a service, if there's something that you have that you want to do, like I said in the beginning, do not sit there and depend on your family and friends to support you. You have to spend. You have to step outside of your comfort zone. You have to do what you have to do to get to where you want to be. So one of the things that I do, one of the things that I did about 3 years ago when I realized I'm in Toronto, I'm not getting a lot of support from the Black community. People are only thinking of themselves. It's funny enough, but the woman in the States, the support that you get in the States, which is what I see and what I've experience of myself, is that the support that I get from the people, the women abroad in the States, is so much different from the ones here. And I'll say to you, I've had two people so far. I had a few months ago, this was back in, about May, I had someone send me an email about someone who wanted to do an article about me. And I sent her the information. She took all my information. She called me, took all the information, never heard back from her, never called back. I've had people message me. They want to talk. People from here, these are companies from here. They want to interview you, they want to do this. Never heard anything from them. One of the things that really opened my eyes, it was about in 2013, I think this happened in 2012 or early 2013, I had a friend of mine who, you know, after things start happening for me, and she said to me, oh, you know, I have a friend that could write up about you, that I could get you to write, get them to write an article about you, because they did something like that for my daughter. And I was coming home from church, and I got a call from the person that called me from the newspaper company. And he asked me all the information, for all my information, tell me to send all my information to him. I sent him all my information. Never heard anything for months. And then I decided to open my store. And when I opened my store, my very good friend Sophia, she came by at my opening. She works for the Gleaner. And she was taking pictures and interviewing me and talking to me. And the next thing I knew, my pictures of my store opening, it was in the Jamaica Gleaner. And then after all these started happening was when the lady said to me, well, you know, I asked the gentleman why he didn't interview you. And he said, oh, I'm not going to interview her because she called and asked years ago. And so I started in 2008, right? So this is 2013. So this is 5 years later. This man is saying that I called and asked about advertisement and I didn't advertise with them, so he won't write up about me. Do you see where people's mind and thoughts are? So I couldn't afford to advertise with him at the time. So when he realized who I was, he just didn't bother to do it. But God is so good, because I didn't need his write up, because I don't ask people for write up anymore. People come to me. People come to me. I've been in so many write ups. Sometimes I go online and I'm looking from and I'm seeing all these articles that I didn't even remember that I had them. I've had Solicitors and Shoes interview. I've had Kawanda Lam interviewed me. I've been in newspaper articles. This Christmas, Thanksgiving for the U.S. and Christmas, I've been in 6 women black-owned businesses that you should shop from. And I'm talking about these are high-profile companies. And just today, two of my lipsticks, which is my Toxic and my Pink Satin, were listed among the top seven brand of lipstick for black women. And this is from a company, this is from a celebrity, and who has close to 1 million followers on her Twitter. So this is what I'm saying to you. Don't get discouraged, because I could have sat down in a corner and said, oh my God, first of all, this man took thousands of dollars from me and not featuring me in his magazine. I could have sat back again and say, you know what, this guy said he's not going to do this, and my family doesn't support me, and I could be a cry baby. But I never stopped. There's not one moment in my life since I started in my 8-year journey that I ever thought of stopping. Yes, I questioned myself, am I doing the right thing? Am I going the right direction? Can I do more? So you do have to stop and ask yourself that question. And 3 years ago, I did. 3 years ago, I sat down and I looked into things after I realized that I wasn't getting to where I needed to get to. My orders were coming in from the States, and I was getting more acknowledgement coming from the States than I was getting from my own people here. So Paul Branson, God bless him, started this mastermind, and I was a part of that. And then he decided to have a one-day intensive mastermind in Washington, D.C. And you know who got up and go? I got up and I went. I went to Washington, D.C., and I went to that event. And it was about 22 entrepreneurs that were in the room, along with the owner of BIU University, a billionaire. And I was in a room with billionaire and millionaires. And the first person to sit in that seat to talk about their businesses, and the first person whose business came up on the screen with everything that needed to be known about me was me. It was my business. And I was scared. I was literally scared. And can I tell you how much they drilled me? Can I tell you how much they went down into my toenails? It's like they were plucking out every bones that were in me. They were drilling me, and I literally broke. I literally broke until the gentleman, Paul, who is also, his parents are Jamaican, and he's Jamaican also, literally said, okay, yes, I can hear the Jamaican coming out in her now. Because I literally was broken. They broke me down, right? Because there was stuff that I needed to know about my business. I needed to know all this information about my business, and some of it I did not know. I didn't know. So that's what I had to do. I had to be broken down. I had to be torn apart, picked apart, and put back together into the person that I needed to be. And did it hurt me? Yes. Did I learn from it? It's the best experience of my life, because it changed me. It changed the way I saw things. It changed the way how I conducted myself, right? My thoughts changed. My perception changed. Everything changed. And the only people that don't see that change in you are your family and friends. They won't see it, because they're always going to see you with the same mentality, the same eyes, the same person that cannot say anything. They're going to see you the same way. But when you step foot into another circle of people, everything changed them. They see who you are. But your family, they will say they don't see it. Let me correct that. They'll see it, but they won't tell you. They won't acknowledge it. But it's not your duty to tell them that you have changed. You got to show them. You got to keep rising and let them see it. And so you know what I do? every time something happened to me in my journey, I send out an email blast. I send it out because I want them to see each steps. I want them to see each steps. I want them to see that I'm still rising. Like today, I was filled with so many emotions to send out that email that I was listed among the top 7 brand of lipstick for women of color. It gave me the greatest joy. When I came out in a hype, and again, let me go back. When these two people didn't put me in their magazine or didn't feature me, I got one of the biggest feature in a black-owned hair and beauty magazine that anyone could ever dream of, Hype Hair and Beauty magazine. And I was in the same issue as Gabrielle Union when she came out in that movie. So she was featured on the front, and I was also full-page coverage featured in that magazine. So that's what I'm saying to you. God will do things bigger than what you see for yourself. So your little friends will tell you about the little things. They'll tell you about doing this, and they'll tell you about doing that, right? But God will take you to greater heights, higher than you have ever thought. You have never even visioned it for yourself. But you got to keep pushing. You got to keep believing. You got to get on your knees. You got to pray. You got to ask God. You got to thank him. And when he gives it to you, you got to go back and thank him. So this is why I wanted to have this radio show and have my guests, because they have the same story as me. Their story is a similar story. None of our stories are different. But what you will learn from each of them is their areas of exposure, is their areas of what they do and how they did it, right? Because, again, there are people that are sitting down that have the desire to do things, that want to do things, that want to get out there, that want to experience things, but there is no one to tell them. There's no one to help them to do it. And another thing, too, you cannot get with people who don't see what you can see what they want. They have to see that for themselves. Because I'm telling you, I have met so many people that see you making progress and you're so far ahead, and they want to become a part of it, but they're not willing to do the work. And so what they do, they hover around you. They hover around you, and they want to take everything. Like, it's like a sucker. And you can't do it. So you have to identify those people also, and you have to move away from them, because you don't want to always be the one that people are sucking from. You know, you can share information with them, just like we're doing here on every Tuesday, sharing information with you, help you to give birth to that business, to that book, to whatever it is that you desire to do. And again, surround yourself with the people that are in a higher position than yourself, people that can help you to get to where you want to get to. And that's what I do. 2 years ago, my friend Michelle, who is a lawyer, she also has she's a podcast, she has her own podcast, she's an author, you know, and she was going to be doing the media in Miami for Steve Harvey to act like a success. And guess what? I went and I listened to Doreen Rainey. I listened to Steve Harvey. I listened to Paul Brunson. I listened to all their other speakers that they have. We were in classes. We went to different areas that they have in business that you could go and listen to these people tell you, give you information and share with you how to get to the next level. So no, I don't have it. No, when I started 8 years ago, no. And I'm still not a millionaire, but I desire that. I just don't have the money in the bank yet. But my desire is to do the things that I love and to get to where I see myself. And the only way to do that is to do the work. The beauty host of QVC, right? I met her from tweets. We were tweeting, like her tweets. She liked my tweets. She shared my tweets. And we got connected on Twitter. And she invited me. She said, I would love for you to come to New York to be on my Bid Chat. Now, I don't live next door to her in New York. I don't. I live in Toronto. But here is someone who has exposure. She has exposure. She has been in over 300 magazines. Think it, name it, call it. I can tell you she has been in it. She's a beauty icon, and she's a host of QVC. What did I do? I didn't wait to say, okay, my sister is in New York, so I'm going to come next year. No, I booked my flight. I booked my hotel. I jumped. I sacrificed. And I went. I went. I even had an hotel that wanted to charge me because I had to change the hotel that I was going to. And they wanted to charge me the full amount of money. So I had to switch my account from that account to another account. And so when I got into New York and was coming home, because I didn't get the opportunity, I couldn't choose whether it was my checking or saving. All my money, every time I swipe, it was coming from my checking, which had no money. And so I literally panicked. And, okay, what am I going to do? You know? So I'm saying to you, you have to do the things that you never thought you would do in order to get what you think you would never achieve. Right? So there's work in it. You have to do the work. These people are not going to jockey ride for you. She wants me to be on her chat. She's not going to come to Canada and book a hotel or do whatever. She already made it. She is already a millionaire. She's already a beauty expert. She gives beauty tips to celebrities, right? So I wanted it. I got the invitation, so I had to go. So you have to go. You have to sit down, and you have to take that leap. Stop drinking that coffee. There was a time when I was working, and I had to go away and do things. And thank God now a lot of things are conducted. You can, you know, sit in a class online, and which is what I do a lot of times. But there was a time when I was required to travel. Another example. Last year, I was invited to go to, encouraged to go to the International Hair and Beauty Show in New Jersey. Right? And I've never been to the States to a beauty show. How am I going to do it? And Michael says, you know what, June? There's a beauty show here in Atlanta. Why don't you come, do a walk around, see how they set up, see what they're doing, so that you can prepare yourself for when you go to New Jersey. I jumped in a plane. I went to the Natural Hair and Beauty Show. I got all the tips and tricks and what I needed to do. And I did it. I went to New Jersey and I did my show. And that was where I met the founder of Hype Hair and Beauty magazine. That's how I got featured. So you see how when you have the desire to do something and you want to do it, you see how the chain of reaction come in? God sent me into areas before I get to the next area. So I went to Atlanta, right? Then I went to New Jersey. And then I was in the magazine 4 months later, right? So you have to take chances. You have to cut things. If you're used to drinking 5 coffees a day, stop drinking that. If you're used to buy lunch at work, many days I would be at work. Many days, years I would be at work. And it's lunchtime. I would take my purse. I would go downstairs. I would walk the entire trail. Look in the stores, I look at things, walk a far distance, and I would come back and I wouldn't eat anything. I would not eat anything because I had a plan. I had a desire to be better. I had a desire to be something. I want my children to see who I am. I want my grandchildren to be told about the woman that I am. I told my kids I never ever want to see them waking up going to school and I'm still lying in my bed watching TV, or they get up to use the washroom and 3 o'clock I'm up because I'll be sleeping at 8, 9 o'clock when they're ready. No, I got up. There are times now when I got up, when I'm up in the morning and I look at the clock and I see how dark it is outside and I say to myself, God, thank you. Because I used to get up in the mornings, darkness, go outside to take the bus, to get to work, to somebody else's job. Why not do all of that for yourself? You see, I said to someone the other day, it's interesting when we say, oh, we have years of service at my job. Years of service at my job. And so many retire, and they probably do a little traveling or they start taking care of their homes, but if you ask them what their ministry is, if you ask them what their service is, have you gone out and feed the poor? Have you ever helped a child, a homeless? Have you done those services? Because that's what your service is. That's what your service is. Your service is to God. Your service is to God. And your gift make room for your passion and your gifts. Right? So a lot of people don't understand where it's coming from. So that is why when I say to people, God gives you your gift. He gives you your talent. And what he does, he wants you to use it to glorify him. And it's to his glory. Right? So you have to find out what your gifts is. You have to find out what your talents are. Or is. You know, there's a little song that we used to sing in Jamaica. One talent have I to take to the sky, while others are blessed with 10 of the best. Right? So you might have just one. And that one, God gave it to you to make room so that you can go out there and do the things that he wants to do. Your service. He wants you to do that. He wants you to see that child that has been abused. He wants you to help them to get out. My drive now, what I want to do, I want to go back to Jamaica, and I'm hoping that this Christmas I'm able to do it, right? I would love to go back to Jamaica and sponsor Christmas for a home. And when I said a home, I want a home that is in some district where it's a foster home where nobody recognize or hardly give anything to. That's the home that I want to go in. I have a vision in my head. I have what is it that I want to do. And guess what? I know that God is going to make room for me to be able to do it. Because that's my desire. That is my desire. I want to help. And my desires for children. There's a big thing going on now in Jamaica. I've seen it all over my timeline, my WhatsApp feed, all over, you know, going around about, you know, children being murdered, women being murdered, they're, you know, all these things. These are the things that we need to start paying attention to. These are the things where all our gifts and talents need to combine so that we can help people in these situations. So don't sit there with this goal. Don't sit there with this desire. Don't sit there with this dream. Don't sit there with it and you're not doing anything with it. Right? I like this. I like this one-on-one conversation because, you know, it really gives me a little more time to open up and to talk to you about what is it that you can do to help you to give birth to that dream. You are going to get the people that tell you you cannot do it. Within a few months of me launching my product, I had someone tell me, if it's not working for you, give it up. Yes, I did. If it's not working for you, give it up. And 8 years later, my products are among the top seven for black women. Had I given it up, what would have happened? I would have never been in the magazine. I would have never been in all these magazine articles. I would have never had this radio show. I would have never envisioned it for myself because I have other people. They're not that me, I'm doing it, but you don't want other people to be seeing for you. God give you your own vision. He give you your own dream. He give you your own purpose, your own everything. He gives it to you. You can't listen to people. They're going to tell you that you can't do it because they've never done it. And they don't want to see you rise. They don't want to see you rise. I've seen one of my entrepreneurs saying to women, okay, it's tax time. Some of you get $5,000, $6,000. Why don't six or seven of you put those $5,000 together and buy a building and start doing maintenance and rent it out? Ideas on what to do. What's stopping you from doing what you'd want to do? Is it money? Is it money that's stopping you? Is it money that's stopping you? Because that's the only thing that should stop you, not stop you, but slow you down from doing what you want to do. And if it is money, then sit down and figure out a way how you're going to make that money. How are you going to do it? How are you going to get to that level? I know that by May, that there's a certain amount of money that I need to have. I know that there's some things that I need to get in place to do certain things. And so I already start envisioning. I already start thinking. I already start writing out. I already start putting myself in position, information, as Beyonce would say, of how am I going to do it? Because I am going to do the things that I said I'm going to do. So what is stopping you from doing what you're supposed to do? Again, there are tons of information on the internet. There are tons of information. Type in what you want to do. Say, I want to do this, but money's stopping me. I can tell you that you will find something about on that topic, and it will tell you, give you resources and how to do it. Talk to your pastor, you know. Get away from gossip. Get away from people that sit on the phone and talk to you about other people's business and what's going on with Mary Jane or what's going on out in the workforce. Get away from those things. Surround yourself with people who can tell you how to do it and ask them how they did it. Another thing, when you get to those people that you want to get information from or want to help you to get there, don't just try to suck from them. Don't just try to get what they haven't run. Don't just try to be friends with the friends that they're with and grab them and run away with them and just for your own benefit. Tell them what is it that you desire and ask them what is it that they can do for you, what you can do for them in order to help them. So say, for instance, that they are doing something, they're doing a publication, and they would love to have someone who could contribute to it. Become a contributor. Become a contributor. If you are a writer and you want to write a book, you have never written a book before, you don't know how to go about doing it, and someone coming up and have a magazine and would like some information on something that you're good at, say, you know what, can I be a contributor? Because I'll tell you, you might not know this, but there are some things that are going on in the business world that I want to share with you. And one of these people are Lovey. I don't know if you ever heard of Lovey. She write a book called I'm Judging You, right? And Lovey will tell you about, we're in the same group. And this is what I love to see. When I see the people around me start flourishing and that are flourishing, I know that it's just a matter of time, right? So here's Lovey, who got laid off from her job. Right, went through all of the things that she went through in life, like all of us do. We all have a story, but there's different ones, right? And here she is now, Shonda Rhimes, who is the visionary behind Scandals and How to Get Away with Murder, is now taking her book, I'm Judging You, and turning it into a movie. This is an amazing day for her. This is an awesome day in the world of our people, because we are doing things. You know, and so the only way you can do it is to be among the best. Stop crying. Stop telling yourself that you don't know how to do it. You can't do it. You don't know who to turn to. No, that's a lie. You go down on your knees and pray. And if you don't know God and you don't believe in God, I cannot help you. There's no way that I can tell you. I can tell you any other way. Because I know the only thing that works for me and the only thing that works for the people that are around me is prayers. Right? It's prayer. So that's the only thing that I can tell you what to do is to pray. Surround yourself with the people. Be a contributor. Don't just suck blood. Don't just go in there to suck. Right? I've had this experience with someone that I literally went to my bed and saw this person come up in front of me, and I literally had to get it out. I literally had to separate, because that's not who you want around you. You want people that are going to give you the best of the best, that are going to help you to get to the highest level. And you have to be that to somebody else. So as Maya says, when you learn, you must teach. So, you know, whenever I get the opportunity to talk to people, I always give them what I know. I tell them what I know. Some will listen and some won't. Right? So don't be afraid. Don't, and again, we will talk about this on another episode, probably next week when I have my next guest. We'll talk about how to, when you have information about what is it that you want to do, when you get that first light bulb, when something goes off in you and it's something that you want to do, be careful of the ears that you're giving it to. Be careful of whose ears you're sharing it with. Because until you can get that plan out of your stomach, until you give birth to it, because when you give birth to it, they can't push it back in. It's like a baby. It's already born. You can't put it back in. So once you have it inside you, and you have it, be careful of who you're sharing that information with, because not a lot of people are happy for you. Not a lot of people want to see you rise. So be careful of how you're doing that, and we will have a full conversation about that when we get onto our next episode, okay? So again, thank you guys for sitting. It's almost an hour. I couldn't believe that I do an old thing by myself. And I know, you know, I have people that go back to the replay, but get your replay in, get it in. If you have any question that you want to ask me, if there's anything here that touched you and you're inspired by it, send me an email to info@tashcosmetics.com or mindoveractuality.com. That's MINDOVER. ACTULITY.com. Or again, it's easy for you, TashCosmetics.com. You can send it to me. I'll get it either way. I'll respond to you if there's anything that I can do to help you. If there's anything that I can help you to get to the next level, I will help you to do it. Okay? So again, thank you all for listening. And, you know, give birth to it. Sit down, drop up a plan, get your paper together, write down your vision. You know, I know a lot of people say they're going to vision party and they sit down and they carry all these papers and glues and scissors. I'm not a part of that. Go to the dollar store, buy yourself a nice journal, write what you need in that journal and keep that journal and pray and ask God every night for what you write in that journal to come through. Just ask him. And trust and believe that he's going to deliver. And not everything that you get and that come to you is going to come to you on a platter. You are going to eat off the ground sometime. Believe me. You're going to have to pick it up. You're going to go through the mud. You have to go through it. And I can share tons of story with you about what happened to me. The things that happened to me. I can share tons of story, but it's not going to break me because I'm unbreakable. I'm unbreakable. You can shake me, but I'm unbreakable. So, again, thank you for listening. And tune in again next week. We're going to have a guest for you next week that will share with you mind over actuality, how they took things from their mind, from their thoughts, and actually put it into action. Because an idea without execution or without creating value is just a thought. It's just a thought. So, let us not do, yes, thought is good, thought about it, but don't lie like a lot of people who says, I had it in mind to do this. I thought about it, but I never did it. I never did it. It's like the lotto. You have all these numbers, 3, 4, 7, 8, 63, 24, whatever. I'm just throwing numbers out there. And I'm going to go to the store to buy it. And you just fed up, oh, I don't want to go to the store. And tomorrow, those same number played. Shoulda, coulda, woulda is not going to make you a winner. You had to get up. You had to go in. You had to take the pencil. You had to take the paper. You had to mark those numbers down. And then you should have become it is done. Okay? So you got to put in the work. You have to put in the work. You got to put it in. People ask me, how are your lashes so long? How do you do this? And when you tell them how you do it, they go, oh, I can't bother doing it. No, that's the problem. You want it, but you don't want to do it. You want it, but you don't want to do it. So if you're serious about what you want to do, tune in every Tuesday. We have dynamic guests on our show that will talk to you, they will teach you, and they will share with you how they did it. Okay? So again, have a fantastic evening. And with God's help, we will talk again next week.